Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless our brother. Martin's already prayed, hasn't he? So let's give him the mic and receive. Hallelujah. Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Thank you.
Bless you, brother. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to be here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. God is a miracle-working God. Amen. And I believe tonight is a night of miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to move in our midst in all His glory and splendor. And these are special days. I always value every time the Spirit of God touches us because it's powerful. Every time. Sometimes, you know, we get into the rhythm of going up to the front and, you know, receiving a touch from God. And sometimes, you know, we just do it over and over again, not even realizing the power behind it. But I want to tell you tonight, these are days that God wants to visit us. Hallelujah. I believe these are days God wants to change us, touch us, revive us, refresh us, fill us with His power and His glory, that we will walk in the way that He wants us to walk, that we will do the things that He's called us to do. Hallelujah. These are special times. I can always remember days in my life that God touched me. Hallelujah. Maybe I'll share it today or tomorrow. How, you know, I fell under the power of God in a meeting like this. Just sitting and listening to a man. The man came, prophesied over my life. That was about, I don't know how many, 95. So say about 20 years. So prophesied, walked away from me. I fell down on the power of God. I got out of the floor 6 hours later. Hallelujah. These are days that God wants to visit us. Amen. So let's just, you know, I'm going to worship God for just a little more time. Is that okay with you? Yeah. Let's make God the agenda tonight. Let's make the Spirit of God the agenda for tonight. Let Him do what He wants to do in us. Let Him send a word from heaven and let Him have His way. I'm crying out for the same. I've been crying out to God and saying, God, we want an open heaven about this place. How many of you are ready for an open heaven? Hallelujah. Let's just close our eyes and just begin to worship God. Hallelujah. Can I just have a stand here, please? Hallelujah. Let's just worship God. Just close your eyes. Just begin to worship God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We adore you. We bow before you. May magnify your holy name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We don't worship Him because of how we feel. We worship Him because of who He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how we feel tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The Bible says, John chapter 4, Jesus said, a day is coming and now is when true worshipers will worship me in spirit and in truth, and I seek for such as those. The Bible says God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So come on, open your hearts. Open your spirit, man. Come on, begin to praise and worship the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Come on, let the river flow tonight. Hallelujah. We bless your mighty name, O God. We bless your mighty name. Hallelujah. Let everything within you begin to exalt His mighty name. Hallelujah. Rotorobo sante nimana tororobo shiba baba baba. Hallelujah. Make it your prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Make it your prayer tonight. Say, God, come and touch me tonight, oh God. Oh God, I want a visitation all my life tonight. Father, I want you to come and have your way in me, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, come, come. We welcome you, God. We welcome the new thing that you want to do in us, oh God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. This is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, one day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me out of His holy hill. Psalm 91, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Not the one who visits, not the one who comes in and goes, but he that dwelleth. Hallelujah. 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 Tonight God wants to move upon our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is your home. This is your house. We are your children, God. Have your way in us tonight, oh God. Ramana torobo sande nimana torobo karabara hasi bala haraba shindara baba rababa baba. Hallelujah. Every encounter of God over our lives are special. Every encounter of God upon our lives is special. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you visit him. Hallelujah. For he is a God who visits us. He is a God who visits us. Hallelujah. He is a God who comes through for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Tonight, if you are hungry, if you are thirsty for a move of God, God wants to pour out. He wants to pour out his spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Rabababa Shontorobo. Rabababa. Hallelujah. Rikaraba Shondorobo. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, if you read from verses 11 to 13, the Bible says like this, if any son will ask his father for bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks him for fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asks him for an egg, will he give a scorpion? And then God says like this, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more the heavenly Father will give the Holy Ghost, will give the Holy Ghost, will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Come on, say, ask him tonight. Ask him, ask him, ask him. Hallelujah. The Bible says there's a river. Psalms 46. There is a river that flows from the throne of God, whose streams shall make glad the city of God. Tonight, God wants to bring joy in the house. Hallelujah. The Bible says it is joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Full of glory, full of glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17, Paul says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Karabashante. Rabahasande Karabasando Iramana Turabo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That river is already flowing in this place. That river is flowing. How far do you want to step into that river? Knee deep, waist deep, shoulder deep, or do you want to swim in that river? Hallelujah. 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 When you begin to swim in the river, you no longer know how deep the river is. Your swimming is dependent on that river. Your floating is dependent on that river. You begin to move according to the river. Hallelujah. Come on, step in. Step in tonight. Step in. There is healing. The Bible says where the river ends, there is healing. Healing, healing, healing. Shakarabaraba sorabarabarabarabo rabababa sande rabababa go rabababa sande. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Nanana masara bahasi baraha. Oh, hallelujah. Rikaka karabahara raba. Re tarararara raba. Ephesians 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, do not be drunk in wine in which is much dissipation, but be filled. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Just bask in his presence. Kokorobo sabaradaba. It's not by might nor by power, but it is by his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. The river of God is full of life, and all who touch it will be revived. All who touch that river will be revived. These are days of revival. These are days of revival. Revival doesn't start in a church, it starts in our hearts. Oh, Ramana Sandaraba. Rabana Darobo Shonde. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabababa Soka. In John 7:37, Jesus said, on that last day, the great day of the feast. How many of you remember that? The last day, the great day of the feast. The Bible says in John 7 and verse 2, it was the Feast of Tabernacles. People were celebrating the feast. The Bible says Jesus cried out with a loud voice. You know why he cried out? Because he wanted to gather the attention of people. He wanted the people who were celebrating the feast to turn and look at him and hear what he wanted to tell them. The Bible says on that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus cried out with a loud voice. And he said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He didn't say, everybody come to me. He said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. My friend, can you just believe it for one moment? Why did Jesus cry out with a loud voice? Why did he want to gather the attention of people? It was the Feast of Tabernacles. People were celebrating the feast. The God of the feast came to the feast. The people were more interested in celebrating the feast than recognizing the God of the feast. Church is all about him. This meeting is all about him. Hallelujah. It's all about him. He wants to reach out. If you're thirsty, he wants to reach out. He said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, for out of him will flow rivers of living water. The Bible says this, he spoke about the Holy Ghost, which was yet not given to them. What was it? Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. Rivers. Rivers. Not a little stream. Not a little drop of water. Not a little bucket of water. Rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world can be changing. Everything can be changing around us. Situations can look so different today. But my friend, God is concerned about what is happening around the world. He's concerned. He's concerned about what the world is doing today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated if God is touching you and God is ministering to you. Just let him have his way. I tell you, I can minister tonight, but all my preaching is not going to change what the Spirit of God would minister through what I share tonight as he shows me is what's going to turn our lives around. Let me read to you from Ezekiel 36. The Bible says from verse 20, when they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. What do? The Bible says, wherever they went, they profaned the name of God. Today, the name of God is taken in vain. They use it as a swear word in movies. They use that name, they swear that name, use that name for different things. But look at what God says. Let those who are drunk, let them be drunk tonight. Hallelujah. Let God have his way. Fill them, Lord. Hallelujah. They profane my holy name where they said of them, these are the people of the Lord, and yet they have gone out of this land. And in verse 21, God says, but I have concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations wherever they went. What is God saying? He says, I have concern for my holy name. Verse 22, the Bible says, therefore says the house, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. And in verse 23, God says, and I will sanctify. Woo! God is saying, I'm going to sanctify my great name. That profaned name, God is concerned about that name. And he says that, I'm not going to do something about that name for your sake. I'm going to do something about that name for my sake. Because it's my name. And God says, I do not do this for your sake. And he says, I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the Bible says the nations, listen to me carefully tonight. The Bible says the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. How will the nations know that he is God? The nations shall know that I am God when I am hallowed in you. Listen to me, church, tonight. What God does inside of you and me, what God would do inside of your heart and my heart, the visitation of God upon our lives is because that visitation not only transforms your life, it will begin to transform your home. It'll begin to transform your church. It'll begin to transform your city. It'll begin to transform your nation. It'll begin to transform the nations of the earth. Thereby, that great name of God will be sanctified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The visitation of God upon our lives is to sanctify us. Let me show you something else that he told me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many things can happen around us. Listen to what the Bible says. Psalms chapter 2 verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? Today there are many plots against the kingdom of God. Look at what the Bible says. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. What are the people doing? The leaders of the nations, they are plotting against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds into pieces and cast away their cords from us. The devil wants to break you and me. The devil wants to break the kingdom of God. But my friend, I want to tell you this. The Bible says, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent will taketh it by force. How many of you believe that? Hallelujah. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let me tell you, my friend. Let me tell you, my friend, the nations can be raging today. But look at what God is doing. The Bible says, as they make their plans, verse 4, the Bible says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. What is God doing? He's laughing at the plans of the enemy. He is laughing because nothing by no means shall touch you, shall touch the anointing, shall touch the anointed. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. There is no witchcraft against Israel. Do you know that? No demon in hell can stand against the power of God. That's why today we need the anointing. Why do I need the anointing? Why should I walk in the power of the Holy Ghost? It's because that anointing transforms my life. What's the meaning of the word anointing? The word anointing means separated one. What does God do when he anoints us? He separates us unto himself. You remember 2 Corinthians chapter 6. If you read from verse 14, the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Do you remember that? What does light have to do with darkness? Righteousness with unrighteousness? Christ with Belial? The temple of God with idols? And then remember what God said. He said, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. How do you come out from among them and be separate? It's the anointing. When the anointing comes upon your life and my life, that anointing separates us unto God. Separates us unto the will of God. Separates us unto the purpose of God. 1 John 2 and verse 20, the Bible says, you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. How do I know all things? Because I have an anointing from the Holy One, thereby I know all things. The Bible says in 1 John 2 and verse 27, same chapter, that anointing within you teaches you of all things. It's the truth. It's not a lie. Just as that anointing rests upon you, you will abide in him. You see that anointing? The Spirit of God inside of you will teach you of what you need to do, how you need to live your life, what is important for God for your life. You begin to walk in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need a revelation of God in our lives. What does the Bible say in John chapter 14? If you read from verse 14 to 16, Jesus said, I will pray to the Father that he will send you another comforter who will abide with you forever. Who was he talking about? He was talking about the Holy Ghost. John 16, 7 and 8, the Bible says, nevertheless, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go, the Helper will not come. But when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And then he goes on to say from verse 13, for he will take of what belongs to me. He's speaking about the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, he will take of what belongs to me and he will declare it to you. He will not speak on his own authority, but what he hears, he will speak. You see what the Spirit of God does? He takes what belongs to Jesus and he declares it to you and me. 1 Corinthians, if you read chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, the Bible says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. However, they are revealed to us by his Spirit. Verse 10, for the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God. How can I walk in the revelation of God is when I am filled with the Holy Ghost. Then I begin to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 onwards. I walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why? Because the flesh and the spirit, they lust with one another that we do not do the things that we want to do. But how can I do what God wants me to do is when I am filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Why do I need to walk in that river? Why do I need to be a person? Build Jude 20, the Bible says, building yourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because when I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, I am building myself up. I am building myself up. We're living in the last of the last days. One of the things that will affect the church in the last of the last days is deception. Jesus talked about it. In Matthew 24 and verse 24, he said, in the last days, even the very elect will be deceived. Even the very elect will be deceived. What is deception? Deception is feeling righteous when I don't do righteous things. It's feeling holy when I live an unholy life. It's feeling okay when things are not okay. That's deception. Galatians 6, 7 and 8, Paul writes like this. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will reap. He who sows in the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows in the spirit will of the spirit reap eternal life. Romans 8 and verse 6, the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8, 1. Therefore there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. How can I walk after the spirit? It's because of that anointing. What does the anointing do? The anointing releases me into the very purposes of God. 30 years of his life, Jesus waited. What was he waiting for? He was waiting for the anointing to come upon him. Luke chapter 3, the Bible says, when he came out of the river Jordan, the Spirit of God came upon Jesus. Do you remember that? The Spirit of God came upon Jesus in the form of a dove. What happened to Jesus after that? The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Who began to run his life? The Spirit of God. He began to take over. He began to release Jesus into the very destiny for which he came into the world. You see, that anointing comes when it comes upon you. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you are released into the very purpose that God has for you. My dear brother, pastor yesterday shared about Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. I have plans to prosper you. My friend, God has a plan for your life. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You know what this hope is about? The Jesus that you and I believe in. He is in your tomorrow. He is in your next week. He is in your next month. He is in your next year. He is in the 10 years from now. He is there right before you. You wake up, he's your hope. You wake up, he's your hope. 10 years from now, he's your hope. 20 years from now, he's your hope. 30 years from now, he's your hope. If I shut my eyes again, he's my hope. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Absent in the body is present with the Lord. You see why he's the hope? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4 verse 14, the Bible says, when Jesus came, you know, after he was tempted by the enemy, the Bible says he returned from the wilderness in the power of the Holy Ghost. How did he return? He returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, what's the first things he did? He walked into the temple. He opened the book of Isaiah. Turned to Isaiah 61, that scripture that we know. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Open the prison door. Set the captive free. Heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the vengeance of our God, to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah, that we may be the planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, what did he do? The Bible says he closed the scroll, he lifted his eyes, and he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. You see what the anointing does? The Spirit of God draws the prophetic word. The Spirit of God draws the prophetic word. It doesn't matter how long it is. For Jesus, it was 400 years ago. Isaiah the prophet prophesied. But what did the Spirit of God do? He drew the prophetic word into fulfillment in the life of Jesus. You remember in Luke 5, Jesus told Peter, you will no longer be a fisherman, but you will be a fisher of men. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, from verse 2, suddenly there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the place where they were all assembled together. You remember that? Who's the first man who got up? Peter. Who's the first man who got up? Peter. Why? Because that day, he stepped into the very fulfillment of the destiny that God had purposed for his life. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah, God tells Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1, I called you even before the foundations of the earth. I chose you as a prophet to the nations. When did God call him? Before the foundations of the earth. I chose you to be a prophet. You see, in the world, they call you for an interview. And after the interview, they decide what work to give you, depending on what you're good at. In the kingdom of God, the job is already there. Then he calls you for the interview. Hallelujah. When Jeremiah was young, he told him, hey, I already called you. I already put a position for you. My dear friend, he already has a position for you. He already has a plan for you. He's already got a purpose for you. And how can I step into that? How can I step into that perfect will of God? Romans 12, the Bible says from verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, therefore by the mercies of God, that you lay your life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Verse 2, the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is the good, acceptable and perfect will of God. You can know the destiny. You can know the purpose. You can know what God has for you. How? When I begin to walk after the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When I begin to walk under the power of the Holy Ghost, I step into my destiny. I step into the call of God. I step into the purpose of God. I step into what He has called me to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Robo sante rana masoko robo riharama. Rina nana masonto robo riantarama. Hallelujah. God wants you and me to step into the destiny that He has for you and me. God wants to touch Europe. This is the time for revival in Europe. God's going to do amazing things, things that you cannot even see, you have never seen, known or understood. The nations in Europe will be touched by the power of God. Amen. It's not about what you see today. It's what God shows you. Amen. Let me tell you, my friend, it's not about what you see. It's about what God shows you. You remember David. When Samuel went to the house of Jesse, he took the anointing oil and he put that oil upon David. Something happened to David. On the outside, he looked simple. He looked the same. He didn't look any different. But on the inside, something had happened to him. He began to see different. He began to think different. He began to speak different. Everything began to change. When he stood before Goliath, you remember what he said? When all the armies of Israel were afraid, David looked at Goliath and he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What did he say? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Simply meaning, I am of the covenant. He is not of the covenant. I have a God who lives, a God who cares, a God to whom I belong, and this guy has no business to stand before me. You remember what he said? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who stands against the armies of the living God? You remember? When everybody saw a giant in Goliath, David saw an uncircumcised man. When everybody looked at the strength of their army, David looked at the strength of the armies of the living God. You see? There can be many Goliaths today. Socialism, you name it. All kinds of Goliaths. Different religious stuff that can stand like a Goliath before us today. Threatening the kingdom of God. But my friend, I want to tell you tonight, you know why God wants to anoint us? He's looking for Davids. He's looking for Davids. He's looking for Davids who can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because when they begin to be filled with the Holy Ghost, they think different, they act different, they live different, they do things different. It's no longer what they see. It's about the one who sees from the inside of them. Hallelujah. You remember 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul says, from verse 16, we do not look at things that are seen, but things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. The last time when I came to England, I was sitting in a friend's house near London. I was looking out of the, just looking out. Suddenly the Spirit of God began to speak to me. He said, "Son, what are you seeing?" I said, "Oh, what am I seeing?" "Okay." I said, "God, I see a tree." He asked me, "How is this tree?" I said, "Lord, it's a tree that looks very pathetic because there are no leaves, nothing, everything is like sticks, you know. Terrible looking tree. Trees are not made to be that way." I said, "Lord, it looks so pathetic." He said, "Good." Then he asked me, he said, "Son, now look at that tree. How will it look 3 months from now?" I said, "God, you know what? It's going to be green, full of life. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be the way it is intended to be. Isn't it?" You know what God said? "The Europe you see today is the tree that you see before your eyes. But the tree that you see 3 months from now is the Europe that you will see in revival." How many of you are willing to see that? How many of you want to see your nation changed? Can you see it with the eyes of the Spirit? Can you see it with the eyes of the Spirit? Revival. 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 That anointing within you will produce revival. That anointing will produce revival. The Spirit of God is poured out upon us. Let me tell you, something will happen. You remember Isaiah 43? "Behold, I do a new thing." Verse 18 onwards. "And now," when is it going to spring forth? "Now it shall spring forth. And shall you not know it?" What is God saying? "I'm going to produce rivers in the desert. I'm going to produce rivers in the desert." Can you picturize it? Can you imagine it? Rivers in the desert. Let me tell you, my friend, the plans that God has. He's going to turn nations around. And he's going to do that because of what he's going to do in you right here tonight. Because of what he will do in this room tonight. Because of how he will touch you tonight. Because of the river of God that will come upon your life tonight. Let me show you what he's going to do. If you got your Bible, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 35. I'm going to run through the scripture before I pray. Oh, Ranamashande. The Bible says, "The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose." What's going to happen to the wasteland? What's going to happen to the unproductive land? What's going to happen to the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the ones who are in bondage, the dryness, the emptiness, the demonic activity, Satanism, you name it? What's going to happen? The Bible says, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them. Joy is coming. Desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose, and it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellence of our God. What's going to happen? The wilderness that you see around, the emptiness that you see around, it's going to see the glory of God. How many of you with me? The glory of God will come upon England. The glory of God will come upon the United Kingdom. It's going to come upon Europe. It's going to go into the ends of the earth. When the glory comes, joy will come. Gladness will come. Hallelujah. 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 Every weakness, what's Lebanon? The strength of Lebanon will come. Every weakness that you see, every weakness will be turned to strength. Hallelujah. Every weakness will be turned to strength. Oh, Ranamasande. Hallelujah. The excellence of Carmel. What is that excellence of Carmel? You remember upon Mount Carmel how fire came. Hallelujah. The people saw who was the true and living God. I'm telling you, the time is coming when the nations of Europe will begin to see who the true and living God is. The glory of Carmel is coming. The glory of Sharon. You know what it is? The Bible says revival broke through from the early church and the gospel was taken to the ends of the earth. Let me tell you, because of what God will do upon this nation, the revival is going to go into the ends of the earth. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to release the river? Are you ready to release the river over Europe? Ko Ramana Sunday. Ramana Torobo Shande Ranama. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you what the Lord showed me. Hallelujah. I don't live by what I see today. I live in Denmark. Things are different. I've never seen people so liberal. There are so many things that are happening, not only in Denmark, but all over Europe. We all know about it. But my friend, hallelujah, we don't look by what we see, we live by what we know. I walk in revelation. I live by the revelation that it gives me. The Bible says, those that are led by the Spirit of God are called the sons of God. You are a child of God. You are to be led by the Spirit of God. It's that anointing that reveals to you the very purposes that God has for you. Go Ramana Sunday. Hallelujah. The Bible says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Are you feeling weak? Is your bones weak? Are your knees feeble? Let me tell you, your God is coming. Your God is coming. Hallelujah. Your God is coming. 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 Hallelujah. Your God, every plague, listen to me, every plague in Israel was one step closer to the breakthrough. Are you with me? Every plague in the land of Egypt was one step closer to the breakthrough. One step closer to the deliverance. But you know how it looked? Every step, every plague made the people suffer even more. They labored, had to labor even more. They had to do things even more. It became even more difficult. But my friend, it's not about what is you see around you. It's about what God is doing in the spiritual. No Pharaoh can stand against the power of God. The Bible says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Let me tell you, when the glory of God comes, why the revival? Why we need to flow with the river? Why we need to catch the wave? Why do I need to be in the midst of this wave? Why do I need to find myself in the wave? Because when I am in the wave, my eyes will be opened. I don't see the way I see anymore. Hallelujah. The eyes of the blind will be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer. How will the lame be? The Bible says they shall leap like a deer. My friend, you and I are called to leap like a deer. You and I are called to run. You and I are called to run. The kingdom of God is about pressing. The kingdom of God is about pressing forward. You remember Paul writing in Philippians 3 and verse 12 onwards. He said, forgetting those things that are behind, I press forward. What is he talking about? He's saying, I'm going to press forward to those things that are ahead. How many of you are going to be with me tonight? What's the anointing about? The anointing is about pushing you forward. The anointing is about erasing your past, breaking your past, destroying your past, releasing you forward. That I would take a hold of that for which Christ took a hold of me. Hallelujah. You know what your life is about? Holding on to something. And do you know what you have to do if you want to hold on to something? You need to let go of what you're holding right now. You gotta let go. Let go. Hold on to him. Hallelujah. Some of us want to look behind all the time. Right? You know why they have small rear view mirrors and a big windscreen in the car? Imagine having a big rear view mirror and a small windscreen. What happens? We meet with accidents. Some Christians always have spiritual accidents because their cars have a big rear view mirror and a small windscreen in the front. The kingdom of God is about grabbing. The anointing is about allowing you to grab the purposes of God. Grab a hold of the promises of God. Grab a hold of the anointing, the calling, the purpose, the position that God has for me. Oh, the destiny that he has for me. The getting into the race that he has set before me. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's powerful. Acts 20, if you read verse 23 and 24, Paul says that words of prophecy come to him wherever he goes. That chains await him in Jerusalem. And in verse 24, he says like this, but none of these things move me, nor do I consider my life dear to myself, that I might run my race with joy and fulfill the purpose for which Christ has called me. What is he saying? He says, nothing moves me. Verse 24, nothing moves me. Nor do I consider my life dear to myself, that I may run my race with joy. Oh, I am walking in the will of God. I am walking in the plan of God. I am walking into my destiny. Oh, shande raraba raraba. Oh, raraba shande. I don't care about what's happening today. I don't care about what people tell me. I don't care about who tells me what. Man, I am stepping into my destiny. I am walking in the race because I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. That's what your life and my life is about, my friend. I'm not giving you a pep talk. I'm telling you what the Bible says. I'm telling you what God said. Shira Bahas Sante. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you are ready to hear some preaching all night today? Whoa. No, I'm going to finish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I may finish. God may not finish. Hallelujah. Okay, listen to me. Let's see what the Lord says. The Bible says, the Bible says, then the lame shall leap like a deer. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. What will the tongue of the dumb do? Sing. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. For the waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Can you see it? Waters shall burst forth in the wilderness. Are you with me? Man, I can see it. Can you see it? What it is? Can you see what it is? The wilderness is wilderness. It's dry. It's empty. It's lifeless. It's a place of death. It's a place of no value. It's a place of nothing. But I have to tell you something. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, the waters shall burst forth. What is happening? Under the wilderness, the waters are gathering. The pressure is rising. Can you see it? The world you see is the wilderness. But you know what is under the wilderness? You and me. The river. When you begin to walk under the anointing. Hallelujah. The Bible says out of your bellies will flow rivers. When the rivers get together. When the rivers get together. When we as a church begin to walk in the anointing. When you begin to flow under the anointing. When you are sold out to the presence of God. You are sold out to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. People can be a fool for football. A fool for this. A fool for that. You become a fool for Christ. Something happens when you do that. I tell you, when the rivers come together, oh, I tell you, the pressure comes. When the pressure comes, something is going to happen to that wilderness. That's going to burst forth. You are going to burst forth and break the wilderness. And the wilderness will be turned into streams. The wilderness will be turned into streams. Hallelujah. Every dryness is gone. Every emptiness is gone. Lifelessness is gone. Healing comes. Deliverance comes. Hallelujah. True life comes. Eternal life comes, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. Man, I am excited tonight because I can see what's going to happen in Europe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to burst forth. The Bible says the parched ground shall become a pool, the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, that shall be grass with the reeds and rushes. In the place where jackals, in the place where Satanism, demonism, oh, this ism, that ism, all the isms are there. I tell you, something's going to happen when the river comes. It's going to sweep. Turn situations around. Turn situations around. That's why the devil doesn't want us to walk under the anointing. Because he knows when you and I walk in the anointing, he has no room. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No tongue shall rise up against me. He has engraved me in the palms of his hands. Nothing by no means shall touch me. I am the apple of his eye. Not a hair will fall down without his knowledge. He is a wall of fire around me. Can you see that? Shakaramana Durubo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look at what God says. He says, wow, I love this word. I love, you see, this word is life. Isn't it? This is life. Look at what God says. What he's going to do. He says, a highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. What's going to happen? When the river of God flows, something is going to happen in the wilderness. That's going to be a highway that's coming. That's going to be a highway all across Europe. Can you picturize it? Can you think of all the highways in your country? Imagine it becoming the highway of holiness. God is going to put a highway. He's going to put his own road. Oh, it's a supernatural road. It's the road of heaven. And that road is called the highway of holiness. And what happens to that road? Listen to what he says. He says, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Who's it going to be? For you and me. For the chosen frozen. I can be a fool, but still I can walk on that highway. You know why? Because the Bible says, whoever walks on that road, although a fool. What does it say? Whoever walks on that road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Who's this fool? He doesn't understand. God, I don't understand how this is, but still I'm going to walk on that road. I don't know how miracles happen. I don't know how God does creative miracles. I don't know how he opens the blind eyes. I can't understand anything. I'm crazy. This is crazy. But still, I'm going to walk on that highway. Hallelujah. It's going to be a beautiful highway all over Europe. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Europe because we live in Europe, right? It's all over the world. We're ready for it all over the world. But we want to see it in our own nation. We want to see it in the nations that are around us. Hallelujah. We're going to see it. It's called the highway of holiness. It's not for everybody. My friend, it's not for everybody. It's for people who will hold on to Jesus. It's for the people who will be saved. People who get to know Jesus. That highway is for them. You know why? See where that highway is going. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Where does that road lead to, that highway of holiness? It leads to Zion. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Do you believe that? We're going to all be on that road. Hallelujah. Jumping and dancing and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Celebrating. We're going to be on that highway because we know that highway is going to take us to our destiny. How's that highway going to come? It's coming because of the revival. It's coming because of the river. It's coming because of what's going to happen under the wilderness. The wilderness is there outside, but under that wilderness is the river. That river is in you and me. That river is in you and me. You remember? Jesus said, out of your bellies, your bellies. You see what he said in Ezekiel? He said, my name will be sanctified when I am hallowed in you. Before their eyes. Hallelujah. When the power of God comes upon us. When the living water falls upon us. When the glory of God is already here right now. That anointing is already here. Can you sense it? The presence of God is all over this place. You know why? Because God is ready to put that highway of holiness over Europe. He's ready to put that highway of holiness over Great Britain. He's ready right now, my friend. He's ready. He's ready. He's waiting for you and me to walk under the anointing. He's waiting for you and me to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You remember the early church? The early church walked in power. You know why? They established a highway because they were filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. There was a highway that was released. A highway of holiness. They were a people of the way. Nobody could stop that way. My friend, let me tell you, 2,000 years later, that highway is still going on. No one can crush the work of God. No demon in hell. No king, no nation, no power, no religion, no person. Nobody can stand against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. So my friend, tonight, there is a David who's saying to you, the Bible says, you remember Hebrews 12, there's a great cloud of witnesses. that have gone before us. Tonight there's a David saying, hey, I slipped and fell. I got up again and I walked to my destiny. If you slipped and fell, you can get up and walk to your destiny. There's a Joseph that's saying, hey, you know what? I saw a dream for the rest of my life. Oh, it was pain and suffering. But one day, that dream came to fulfillment. If it came to me, it's going to come to you. If God has given you a dream, let me tell you, my friend, that dream is coming to fulfillment. Hallelujah. 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 There's a Peter who's saying, hey, you know what? I was a fisherman. I thought my destiny was fishing. I wanted to be a fisherman. I wanted to be the greatest fisherman. Hallelujah. But I tell you, one day I met Jesus by the sea at Galilee. The man turned my life around. When he touched me, when he did a miracle for me, you know what I did? I threw the miracle and I walked behind the one who made the miracle. Luke 5:11, the Bible says, when the boat reached the shore, they forsook everything and followed him. What did they forsake? They forsook even the miracle. I went behind him. He turned me into an apostle. He turned me into a man of God. He used me mightily, and I have made it to heaven. If I can make it, you can make it. There's a Daniel saying, I was taken as a captive, young as I was. I lost my friends. I lost my family. I lost my surroundings. I lost my companions. I lost my places of familiarity. I went into a nation that had a new language, a language I never understood, a culture I did not understand, things that I did understand. But in that culture, I stood for God. I knelt down towards Israel, opened the window every day, prayed towards Israel, day after day, day after day. I held on to God. I held on to God. Whatever took place in my life, even if I had been into the lion's den, I want to tell you, my friend, God was always there for me. And I want to tell you, he made me the prime minister of that nation. And today I live with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If I can make it, you can make it. My friend, we can make it. Bible says, he who began a good work in us is faithful to complete it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Tonight God wants to visit us. In the quietness of this moment, God wants to come through. I can already sense the power of God in this place. The glory of God is filling this room right now. Hallelujah. Can somebody come to the keyboard, please? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the time is going. Just don't look at the time. Let's look at him tonight. Let him have his way. Let the Lord touch us. I tell you, my friend, let him touch you. Let him touch you. There's nothing greater than the touch of God. I tell you, what will take you years to change in your life, one touch of the Holy Ghost will turn you around. It's one touch. One touch. That the Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, that anointing breaks the yoke. Acts 10:38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. You see? That anointing is coming upon us tonight. If you hunger, if you thirst after him. Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, at John 4, he looked at the woman at the well at Samaria and he said, the water that I give you, you will thirst no more. You are thirsty for many things. You've had 4 husbands and you're still not satisfied. Nothing is satisfying you, but I've got something to give you. Water that you will thirst no more. Peter and John looked at the man who was crippled. They said, silver and gold have I none, but I've got something to give you. What is it? I received it. In the upper room, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give it to you. What happened to them? They became an expression of Jesus. They became an expression of Jesus. Let me tell you, my friend, the Bible says in Genesis 1:26, when God created you and me, he created you and me in his likeness. Bible says he created us in his own image. You know what? Why he created us in his own image? When he looked at us, he wanted to see himself in us. When you stand before a mirror, you look at yourself. You don't look at somebody else. You look at yourself. That's exactly what he wants to do when he looks at you. That's why Paul says we are created in Christ Jesus for good works. The touch of the Holy Ghost will bring you into the likeness of Christ. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control will begin to flow out. I begin to walk the way Jesus walked. I begin to do the things that he wants me to do. I begin to love him. I begin to inherit that beautiful image, that beautiful expression of the one who created me. It's the power of his anointing.